You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. A little bit hazy and smoky maybe, but pleasant otherwise with temperatures in the 80s. It'll be a nice weekend. We're 30 minutes out from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that at 7:30 right here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, real quick, did you see, before we get into our topic, that Halloween candy sales are actually doing better this year than they were last year?
Yeah, did
What's
you see
that
the
all about? Their sales are up 13% over the same time last year. Chocolate sales are up 25%.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
That's a big number. It's a billion-dollar industry, right?
And we were just talking on our show the other day about how we're actually going to, like, people are having to come up with clever, inventive ways to distribute candy. Well, some people are.
So actually, this story I'm reading says that 80% of people right now are saying they're trying to figure out, like, safe ways to throw kids at candy at kids' faces this year. So we haven't even actually thought about it.
My dad liked to tinker with stuff, and he was always trying to invent things. And I will think about this. This was when I was a kid. He took the storm door on our front door, and he built a contraption that created a little slide thing that came out. So he could open up. He didn't have to open the door when trick-or-treaters showed up. He pulled a thing out, dropped candy in it, and it slid down
a
chute.
That's so cool.
They just held their pumpkins or their bags or whatever, you know, under the slot, and candy would slide down into it.
I love that.
The kids thought it was the greatest thing in the world. They were all yelling at each other, come and look at this.
It's a candy slide.
And I thought of that the other day. I was like, my dad was 50 years ahead of his time.
No joke.
Because people would like that today.
Yeah. We almost need little catapults or something where the kids can stay at the end of the driveway and you put it in a little thing and it goes, shoots it out to them. The ultimate social distancing.
Well, you know, we have those potato cannons, right?
Yes.
Why don't we just get candy cannons?
Downsize it a little bit and thunk.
Oh, you know.
Shoot a Twix at their pie hole.
Somebody would get, you know, somebody would get an eye put out.
Some kid would get it right in the eye. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
there'd be a lawsuit and blah, blah, blah. You shot me with a candy cannon.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of kiddos, I do want to rant and rave just a little bit when it comes to what's going on at school with my kiddos. They went back, oh, what was it, 2 weeks ago or something like that, after having 6 months essentially off. They don't have school today, Dom. Friday off. It's an in-service day today.
Okay.
Let me start with that. Just let that sit there for a second. All right, I got a day off. I've been back 2 weeks. Okay, and then second.
That really irks you. As long as I've known you, you have complained about this.
I just need a teacher to call us and be honest with what they do on in-service days. Mm-hmm. You all know you're drinking wine, doing something stupid. I mean,
you know what they're doing?
You've been at home for the past 6 months. You couldn't have planned everything out? We need a day off already?
I'll tell you what they're doing.
What?
They're taking this day to get the hell away from everybody else's kids.
And I get it.
Well, I don't blame them.
But, Dom, it's been
2 weeks.
If I was
a teacher, I would vote for in-service days one day a week.
It's been 2 weeks. Okay, so there's my first little tidbit, which I'll stop now. And then the second is when the kids do really good at their school, they're really good for the week, a lot of times they earn these little parties. So they had a party yesterday because they've been doing really good for 2 weeks. And the teachers in the school allow all the kids to show up in pajamas. It's pajama day when you do really good at school.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And that irks me because it's just basically giving all these kids a hall pass to look like slobs and be lazy. And I don't like it. You're teaching these kids to go out in public in their pajamas.
You have turned into a clown.
Oh, you can't tell me you agree with this. You, for years, have complained about the
pajama day
that you see in the softy pants and their slippers walking through King Supers or whatever.
But that's
different
than a third grader at elementary school.
It's a gateway. This is where it starts, Dom.
This is a gateway
PJ.
You got
a gateway PJ. Hashtag it. You got these kids growing up, and they're going to school in third, fourth, fifth grade. Come, yeah, live your life in pajamas, whatever. Let's lay around all day. Next thing you know, they're 18, 19, 20, wandering through Target in their pajamas looking like a slob because they don't know how to put themselves together.
Because of that one day.
Because of your
third grade
teacher. Whatever, I'm on to something here.
Did you have any dress-up days when you were in school? You don't remember those at all?
Only when we got to high school, and it was Spirit Week, you know, and it was like Monday's Hawaiian shirt day, and Tuesday's
50s
wear
day,
green,
right?
50s day. Mm-hmm. But no, we didn't do anything like that growing up. It's because you went to school to learn, Dom. You weren't there to lounge around in your underpants and watch movies. And that's what they do, too. They let them come to school. They dress them up in their PJs, and they lay around and watch movies. I'm like, they can do that at home. They're there to learn all that new weird math that you're teaching them.
God, it just never stops with you. Yeah. But you just keep homeschooling. I mean, you're so
I should say no more, Dom.
Well, no, I mean,
I don't want to irritate everybody, but these are just my two observations. It's like, why do we need a day off so soon?
And
second,
pajamas.
Why are you in your PJs at school? And it's not going to make the kids focus because they're going to be too worried about their friends and, ooh, their PJs, and they're going to be distracted by that, and they're not going to be learning their spelling words. It's a distraction. It's a distraction when you see it in the store, when you see another human walking around in a onesie. You're like, what the... Then you forget your orange juice. Well, am I right? I can't be too far off.
Well,
there has to be some nuggets of truth here.
Yes, to an extent, I will agree with you. Except they're third graders. I mean, if we're up into like middle school and high school and it's pajama day, then that just is cause for...
Well, I think it's the whole elementary school, so it's going through sixth grade. Okay, so you got sixth graders wandering around in their slippers.
There's a kind of cuteness factor to that. I don't know how that would eliminate the ability to learn.
Well, the cuteness is
going to
morph into laziness. Into they're not moving out of the house until they're 30.
Wow, what a leap. Well, that's happening anyway. Are you blaming all of that on pajama day?
This is the gateway.
This is it, huh?
This is it, buddy.
If they would just eliminate PJ day, then we wouldn't have so many 31-year-olds living at home.
Correct.
Is that it?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. I have a very firm stance of they're at school to learn. They're not there to play and be silly and have wacky clothes. So, I don't know. You can call us if you agree or disagree. It's up to you guys.
Jeremy doesn't want any fun allowed at school.
No, pump the brakes.
Man, these kids are just trying to wear
PJs
to
school. I ooze fun. I am pro fun, but there's a time and place for fun.
Not at school, huh?
Vicky wrote in. She says, I'm with you, Jer Bear. I'm also anti PJ day. Get this, they've also had video game day. For the kids at school. The kids who made the most money during a fun run. What the hell's a fun run? Go do your math.
You?
Go do your math.
Don't you think they can incorporate some math skills into things like that? They use it as a teaching moment.
Okay, Dom.
Here's, is it Kate or Katie on the phone?
Katie.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the show. What do you want to say?
Okay. I am a preschool teacher. I have been a teacher for the last 13 years, my entire adult professional career. And I am just so sad that Jeremy doesn't want children to have fun.
I want him to have fun, Kate.
You legit said right before the commercial break that pajama day was too much fun and it was a bad thing.
Tell them, Katie.
Pajama day is a bad thing. It promotes laziness and it promotes dressing like a slob. Going into public looking like a slob.
Oh, my goodness.
Why can't you have fun at the school, Kate, in jeans? Why can't you have fun in jeans? Why can't you have fun in jeans?
Katie is also teaching preschool.
Because you wear jeans every day.
Katie is teaching preschool, too. And so do you have a problem with preschool even wearing the pajamas one day?
Yes.
Yes.
This is where it starts. Well,
oh, my goodness. I will throw down with you anytime, anywhere, Jeremy, because you are so wrong about this.
Katie,
I love you.
Thanks for calling, all right?
See you later.
Alrighty, bye.
This is why all the kids around the world, you know, like in China and stuff, are kicking our butt. Have you seen how they teach in the other places of the world?
Because of one
strict
day, pajama day?
Discipline. It, you'll never see a pajama day in those places.
In China? China will never have a PJ day. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
I think it's kind of fun for one day and like as a little reward. Yeah. I mean, really?
Okay,
no?
We do it on Saturday at home.
Here's Jen. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
What do you think about pajama day?
Well, in light of what's going on, I work at an elementary, and I am so happy that we can have stuff like that, especially now. Kids can't touch each other. They go out and play. They can't be together as they normally are. So we need something that we've had normal. And in years past, this is what we've been able to do for normal. Mm. So, and as far as in-service days, right now, with everything going on, things are changing every day, and teachers are constantly, everybody is constantly updating policies, updating rules, changing things order to get into the schools and be safe. I work for Adams 12. I've been working with a pod. I'm very happy to do that.
Okay.
We are changing to in-person. So
you ever sneak out for just a little bit of a happy hour, though, on those days? Just a
you have a bottle of anything?
You know what?
Anything?
That would be after school.
Okay.
Okay. Which on these days is like 10 o'clock.
Thank you for the call. And I get all of that. I mean, the in-service days.
We absolutely get it.
However, it's not like this is a new thing this year. I mean, how do you explain it last year?
Right. And you're in my thing of is they've only been back for like a couple weeks.
Well, anyway. Boy, you made a lot of enemies this morning.
Oh, they just don't like the truth is being spoken.
Down with PJs! That didn't help you at all either.
Uh-oh.